5, 4, 3, 2.
We're out of practice.
Wow, this is worst ever.
And out of practice, blowing with famous. With you always, Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater, and Mike C of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hey,
and we are coming in right under our deadline.
Yeah,
we love once a month.
We
so
only work with deadlines.
Woohoo on us! But we're here to talk about all things professional, whether that be politics, pop culture, music, food, sports, sometimes
booze.
Commerce. If you love Fresno,
commerce. The Fresno Commerce Podcast.
That'd be welcome. A great podcast. We go on the
Chamber of
Commerce.
All Chamber of Commerce talk. Exciting Chamber of Commerce talk.
Chamber news.
Today we're going to go over Tuesday's meeting from front to back, starting at 8 a.m. We discussed the widening of Fresno Street down a 100-foot section down north of Shaw.
You are way too good at that. At that voice, they should hire you to be on CMAC or one of those commentate
coming
for the
later, coming later on
the city CMAC. Council meetings.
Coming later on, I'll fill in on the what is it the yeah what you said
KVPR or whatever
CMAC.
Okay. So what do we got? I will admit that I am woefully underprepared for tonight's podcast, but
I'm sure
you, sir, have notes and things and are ready to go. So let's jump in.
All right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to be talking about this for a while now because we've been talking about it for 10 years.
Right.
Fulton Mall.
Fulton Street.
Fulton Street.
All right. Street.
Ongoing. It's really happening.
It's happening. There are
Is it just? I've seen all the. I've not physically gone down.
Since they've
started really tearing things up. And I've been looking at everyone's pictures of it, and it's just this and all the art being hauled away, obviously to be cleaned and stuff.
Yeah.
Supposedly to be cleaned, isn't that what they always say? Like, we're taking away to be clean.
It was cleaned, then we just lost it. I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, but like,
then it ends up in some dude's backyard.
Yeah, there is some sort of famous.
Remember the Renoir that was on the mall?
There was some sort of famous. Maybe it was the old courthouse thing. I don't think it was the old courthouse thing.
The cupola.
Yeah.
That was on top of the courthouse.
Wasn't that for a while lost and like people are like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was
maybe
lost.
Maybe it's in my backyard. Maybe it's not in my backyard.
It ended up in someone's backyard. I think it's actually down at the Fresno Fair now, but.
Yeah, it is. It's all safe and sound.
So. I have on several occasions now walked from where I'm at downtown to Tioga Sequoia by way of the Fulton Mall.
How are you able to do this?
So, they have it all fenced out, fences everywhere and different things. And it's difficult to traverse your way through, So, and I feel like anyone who was like, oh, the businesses, oh, they'll still be open and they'll be fine. I really question that because it's – okay. But saying that, at the same time, there's still like a lot of people that I see walking around and enjoying themselves and going places as I'm walking through. I figured it would be like a ghost town. There'd be no one there because, you put up the.
Yeah.
But I've seen, fair, random amount of people out there. So I think that, people use a Fulton Mall, and they're all talking about it too. I will overhear and people will be like, I don't know if it's a good idea or not or whatever. So
they're all, what a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
But they're like they're still doing it, like you would think about the same amount of traffic as before. Or it's hard to tell because it's all condensed.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell, but I think there's probably you know, I still see people down there every time that I'm down there. And it's usually like a Saturday in the afternoon. So, you know, that's what it is. And this Saturday I was down there, and it was the game. Fresno Grizzlies had a game, and they were giving away the championship ring replicas or whatever. So there were a lot of people down for that. You could just see. And I ran into like random people that I hadn't seen in a while who had just happened to be eating at Club One or whatever. And I was walking around. And so, you know, I feel like there's still good foot traffic down there for it.
That's surprising.
So, yeah. But it looks like it's definitely coming along. And especially on the south side. You know, and they'll be moving northward, and we'll get our street, man.
Did was it disturbing to you at all just seeing it, like just looking at it? Because the pictures I see is just like just doesn't
so
look right.
The first time I was down, right there by Peeves and by CVS, and there were all those. There was like a little grove of trees. I don't know what kind of trees they were, but they were beautiful trees, and they cut them down. You know, the first time I saw that, I had to like stop and just sort of like take it all in and get pictures of, because that was sort of, it was, you know, kind of crappy. Yeah, seeing that and just seeing how the, you know, they just cut them down. I mean, it was like they was no taking care of them. It was right. Like, here, we got to get these out of the way. So seeing that, I think, was a little disheartening. The art, you know, the art seemed to be very well taken care of. I mean, not really, you know, other than the tree thing. I think to me, it's progress. We're moving forward. So. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing it more done.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. But it's coming anyway. So if for people who haven't been down there, you can definitely still go down and do all the things that you've done before. And it's, you know, it's a little tricky to traverse, but you'll be fine.
It's exciting to be around construction.
I think
shop
so, yeah.
Around construction.
Yeah. Wear your hat. Actually, every time I've been down there, there hasn't been any construction, you know, because, like, it must happen during the week, and then they just have the weekends off. So yeah. I just get to see the damage done.
Yeah.
So. But that happened, and it's good. Is there a timeline? Have you been following?
If somebody's doing it, I haven't seen it. Yeah, I don't even know when it's supposed to be done.
But I'm sure they'll let us know.
give us a heads up and say like, hey, this is it.
The ribbon.
This is it, guys. We're done. It's a street. Go use it.
I wonder if they're going to do it in sections. You know, they'll open up, you know, one strip and then the next little bit and then the next little bit.
Yeah, that's
what I
was curious
about.
Do
it all in one
shot. They just go to one street, you know, whatever, Inyo to Fresno or something.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, all right, now.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fulton Street. There it is. That's our Fulton Street update. We'll have another one for you next month, I'm sure.
I'm still calling it a mall until I see a street.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Think of that.
Yeah,
dirt
it still feels
is not,
much
dirt
like a mall,
cut,
I guess, right now.
Trees cut down and dirt doesn't make a street. Still a foot mall.
Right, okay.
That fair says enough. Mall to me. Dirt and cut down trees. That's
right.
Mall.
They cut down a lot of trees, though.
I know. It looks,
but it looks nice. It
looks
I think
crazy.
It's going to look really nice. And I think that, you know, if some of the buildings, so there's the, I don't know, Expositor building or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Expositor? Wow.
That went in, it's like one of the first buildings or the oldest buildings on the mall, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it, like, they went and they actually started taking off some of the facade that was put up.
Uh-huh.
And man, those buildings, there are so many awesome buildings that are just covered up by shitty ass facade. Like when they put the mall in, they just put all these weird facades on all the buildings to make them look more modern or whatever. Yeah. And they look good at the time, but like you covered up some of the most beautiful buildings in Fresno. We need to bring them back.
That the one where I think somebody did like an artist rendering of what it would look like?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like a coffee shop. It was like a Starbucks or something.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah.
And somebody was making fun of that online. And
hey, you get a Starbucks down there, people
blow it up.
Or a Dutch Brothers.
Dutch Brothers. Oh well.
We can transition.
Nicely
there.
Done,
nice,
bro.
Right?
Nice.
Dutch Brothers opened
New Dutch Brothers.
Another
locale.
Another shop.
Now this one has got it all, man. The old Duwiener Central on Shaw and West is now a Dutch Brothers.
Tell me about Dutch Brothers. I don't think
it's a coffee. It's a small coffee chain based out of, I believe, Portland. It's based out of Oregon. I'm not positive it's from Portland, but it is definitely an Oregon-based chain. Mm-hmm.
And what do they do?
They're just basically fast, you know, drive-up coffee.
Okay, but
and
people love
smoothies.
It, right?
And well, what's weird is. It's been around for a long time.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's been the Bullard and West location, and there's that one on Ashland.
There's one on McKinley.
One on McKinley
by the Taco Bell.
Yeah, that one's somewhat new. The one on Ashland and the one on Bullard have been there for a long time, and they've kind of been relatively busy, relatively popular enough to at least keep in business and stuff. But the past year. I noticed, I can't speak to the other locations, but the Bullard and West location has just gotten insane.
Oh, yeah.
And the line goes through the parking lot.
Right. Several times I've been going, I would go to eat at Max's, and I wouldn't even want to be in that parking lot because there's just the line for the stupid coffee.
Oh, the other tenants are pissed. They don't like.
Oh yeah, I would. Yeah,
they don't because everybody complains to them. Like all their customers come in, like what the fuck.
Yeah,
and so I actually have heard that they're going to move across the street.
Okay,
where that ATM drive up ATM is, and put it there. And they said that they have some sort of plan for the way they're going to string the parking through it, that it won't affect the rest of the place, but I cannot. If you look at that spot, it looks like it would be worse,
right?
So I don't know, but like, so this new place opens up. So if for some reason this past year has just gotten insane, and so the Duwiener Central closed and they took over that location,
and Shaw West.
I think they have like pastries and they actually have some food and stuff, whereas they haven't had that before. They've always been coffee
and
smoothies.
Still drive up or
yeah, and they still got the drive through and walk inside.
Oh, like, okay.
And
so
patio.
I can go. Okay.
And the first day it opened, that line was around. If you know that building, it's the is it Kunisama? Is it Kunisama?
Yeah, there's some. Yeah,
the teppanyaki place back
right
there.
There's a place. Yeah.
That it goes behind that whole building. The line went behind it and wrapped around it behind out onto Fruit or West.
Whoa!
And that was the first day. I'm sure it's not like that now. But
well, and they were giving like $1 drinks or something too that day, right?
Yeah.
When the first day that they
opened, it's 24 hours.
What?
Yeah. It says 24 hours on the window. It's just crazy to me.
Okay, so that is something that is great. because
and it is good coffee.
Yeah, very often.
Not that good, but...
I have thought to myself, whatever time it is, man, I wish I could go get a Starbucks or whatever.
Right.
But they were closed.
Yeah, because of pansies.
Wow, 24 hours.
Maybe that's something they're trying right now.
I would hate to be the dude working at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Because you know there's just a bunch of jackasses coming up.
Oh, yeah, just the craziest people in the world. I mean, it might be real fun to work
at
that time.
Yeah, that's true. If you could... But, I used... We used to go to Taco Bell at 2 a.m. all the time, and we would get, like, some regular... We'd start getting to know the people that work in there.
Right, right.
And, it, you know, depending on the person, sometimes they're, like, they have fun with it. And other times, they're just zombies and, like, don't even look at you. But
they're like, just take your food and get the fuck out of here. I'm drunk done. Ass and dumbass. Crazy. So, you've been to Dutch Brothers?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been to the one, but...
Is it good?
It is. It's good. It's just, I don't, it's not wait 10 deep line good.
Okay, so, you know, on the day that it opened, I tweeted out something in to the effect of like, hey, people who like coffee, Dutch Brothers is opening. And then Ed Stewart tweeted back and said, do people who like coffee go to Dutch Brothers? And I said, well, I don't know. Okay. I mean, because I just assumed from the line and from, you know, what I've heard from people that it's good. But I think maybe he has a point. Like, if you are someone who likes coffee, do you go to Dutch Brothers?
That's true. Like, or somebody that just, hey, I want some coffee, some decent coffee.
Right.
I don't think that person is going to Dutch Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I've never been, you know, I've never been to, but maybe I'll have to try now. I heard they have good, like, blended kind of sweet.
Yeah, they do. That they kind have of good, stuff. Yeah, they have. They have a good everything. It's just not. I don't have time to wait 10 deep a line for it.
Right, know? Right. But if I wanted to get like a cappuccino, let's say,
I don't
know.
Are
they going to put a little heart in it?
I don't know. Foam? I don't know. I don't know cappuccinos. Okay. I don't do cappuccinos.
All right, I'm gonna. And I'll go and I'll report back.
Yeah, you do that. You see, yeah, they have a little Dutch Brothers logo in it.
If you can put a little design in the foam for me, it's perfect.
I'm assuming that they must put crack in there or something. For every, the past year, they've just started putting crack in there.
Yeah. They, it has seemed definitely like at least, at very least, more people are talking about it than they had been a year ago. So
yeah. All
right. So that's our coffee update.
coffee update.
Do that.
No new Starbucks.
What?
No new Starbucks.
There's a new Starbucks?
No, I was like, there isn't any. Like, so,
that was scary.
And that, and there's a Starbucks right basically across the street.
Yeah. But Starbucks is old hat now. People know Starbucks. They're like, eh, Starbucks. Yeah. You know?
That.
Right. All right, so what else?
Well, just to remind the high-speed rail haters.
Oh, okay.
If you're in Fresno, I mean, I wrote a post on this, but and you know, if you're in Fresno, and it's kind of at this point, since everything's getting torn down right now and built, like you might as well just shut up about it until they're done with the Fresno section, because they're already tearing stuff out.
Right, it's happening,
and they're gonna be. You're gonna be able to be able with your car get, you know, underneath or above the tracks, the because they're matched through Fresno, they're matching the Union Pacific tracks,
which are
the tracks that are the first, you know, go along the 99 route.
Right,
and so in the process of this, by the time they're done, you're on all the major streets that cross that track, you're gonna now have an overpass or an underpass.
Well, that's wonderful news in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying people are going to be, should enjoy the fact that high-speed rail is giving them a quality of life boost.
At the very least, Fresno is getting boosted because of that.
Right.
And, I mean, just not even talk down the road of being the benefit to Fresno, being the first
leg. Right, of being able to go to...
Being able to go to San Jose
in
an hour and stuff like that. Let's just figure on the roads will be improved,
right?
Ironically, because of the high speed rail.
Well, I often wonder, you know, these people who want to stop the high speed rail, they want to take the money and give it to water storage or whatever. What do they think is going to happen with all the progress that's already been made? You know, are they just going to, like, abandon it? Then we have this weird, like, random half-built, you know, structure sitting there because...
And then we're like, yay, we won. I mean, we beat it. We stopped it. And I was like, well, look, what are you going to fix this now?
Yeah, right. What about the overpass there in Tuolumne? What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, and that's coming along well, so.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Well, no, that's good. I think that's very true. I think Cosmos is moving sooner. Oh, yeah. Maybe they have moved already.
I saw that. The building getting built anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some other places. So, yeah, we're well on our way. That's very good. Good news for the 99 corridor, I think.
Yeah, if you haven't been on 99 lately through, you know, in the McKinley section, they've already started moving the freeway, your building to move the freeway over a couple hundred feet.
And oh, wow, yeah.
It's crazy. If you haven't been through there, you're like, whoa, what the hell's going on? I mean, it's happening.
Right. And that's the thing. High-speed rail is happening. So you might as well just accept it and be happy about it.
Yeah. It's good for us.
I'm happy about it.
Don't worry about the money. Just let it happen.
We'll make that work.
Yeah.
We'll take out some loans or something.
Yeah, right. We'll just float some credit cards.
Right.
We'll all put about $100 on a credit card for it.
Right, yeah. Everyone, they should just Kickstarter that. They should just be like,
crowdsource that high-speed rail.
Every California, they should, pays, $10. You get one free ride.
One free ride and a sticker.
I guess, $10 would just get you a sticker. It would be like $100 for a ride. Yeah. And then first ride, $200 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm in.
I think everybody would like that, too.
I'm going to start a Kickstarter. I wonder who I talk to about. Call the High Speed Rail Coalition. Yeah.
I actually called them because I wanted to confirm that underpass overpass thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're like, oh, yeah. It was very because it was like the Fresno office.
Uh-huh.
It was just very like.
Well, they.
Because they have a Fresno office.
They do have an office. Yeah, they have an office. Was it the office in the Grand?
Maybe. It was a 559 number.
They have an office in the Grand or whatever that, the old AT&T building, whatever. They have an office there. And I think they used to have an office somewhere else. But yeah, they have, people here doing work.
Yep.
That they've hired, so. That's great, though. They're just like, yeah.
Yeah, the person was just
they
like...
They felt like, why are you
asking? No, they it was like they asked like the person, somebody else in the office, like, hey, you know about those over... Blah, blah, blah.
And they're like, what did you say when you called?
I was just like, I'm a local blogger from the Fresno.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm working on a post about high-speed rail, and I just had a dumb question about the... overpasses if that's gonna include the Union Pacific, blah blah blah. And she was like, let me check on that.
let me call you back in a second. Interesting. Well, that's good news to that's good to know. So everyone should go check out your blog post.
Oh sure.
Is it funny though? Also, your
blog post? I don't know. I guess depends
I'll
on
have
our
to
definition
look at it,
of funny.
At some point,
funny how.
Right. That's how is it funny? What else is happening around? What else
has
been going on?
Prince passed away.
Oh, that is very true. Yes,
and I know like everybody that knows. I was never a huge Prince fan. I would say I like Prince.
You understand, right?
I like him. There's nothing I don't like about him or his music or anything. I just wouldn't. It'd be disrespectful to Prince fans for me to call myself
you to
a
go
Prince
like,
fan.
Oh, I love it. I
love him too. Yeah. But like, the first thing I thought of was Devoya when I heard uh-huh. about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a lot of people in town know who mm-hmm. Devoya is, but I was just like, oh,
Soulflower.
There you go, Miss Soulflower.
Yeah.
Productions.
Soulflower.
Soulflower
Productions. Whatever.
Group and I was like,
done
oh no,
many
Devoya,
Prince
like
tribute.
Yes, Prince a lot parties. Of Prince, yeah. Like a lot of great stuff she's put on because of Prince and her love for Prince and all that stuff. But it also got me into looking for, I know Prince was notorious about getting his stuff off of YouTube.
Oh, okay.
He was like very, like he wanted, it would not to be in like a dickish Metallica way, like that's our money kind of way, but just like he wants people to go to the show and experience it and doesn't want people just randomly getting bullshit online. So I like, it was, I really had a hard time finding anything because I kind of wanted to play like something bootlegged from a Fresno show or something, but I couldn't find anything. But there is one infamous show that's, I guess it's pretty popular amongst big Prince fans or discussion boards, where there's a show in 1983 at Sound Arena, or at least it says, it says the convention center, which I assume they mean
Sound Arena. Yeah,
Sound Arena. It was the 1999 revised or revisited tour, and this was like, it's like a pretty famous bootleg of Prince. Of it's like I've seen it on a top 10 list of best Prince bootlegs.
No way.
So I you know, if somebody has that or wants to throw us a clip that we can play or something sometime, but
dang, that's cool. I had no idea.
There is a infamous Prince bootleg out there from Sound Arena show.
That's really cool. Well, so yeah, he's been here many times.
Did you see him?
Like four or five times. I did not. No. I mean, and that's, I'm just, I know Prince. I understand the genius that is Prince. I think Manic Monday is like one of the best songs ever. I love it. but I wouldn't ever say that I was like a huge Prince fan, you know. Yeah, I know the songs. Corvette, something about Corvette. Raspberry Beret, I know that song. Kiss, you know, like whatever. Yes. But what I thought was always cool about Prince was like the people, like you would always be surprised who would be into Prince, you know. It would be like these like soul, you know, people like into soul me, and then it would be like random rocker dude would be like, I love Prince, and then they would, you know, go off about how Prince had the best guitar solos in the world or whatever, you know. So I always thought that was interesting, and I like to see there was Tomas, who was in the band Gypsy Cab, would always do Prince covers.
Ah, dude, I would like
and
to
he
see
would do
that.
Raspberry Beret.
I love Tomas.
So
he and as a once guitarist, I would say right now, but Prince always would come up on like best guitarist, like he's basically like the most featured guitarist as a underrated guitarist ever. Like the most infamous totally underrated guitarist. Right.
Yeah,
and no, he was. I mean, the guy, awesome. The dude could play with anybody, but that's not what you. People would think of first when you think of Prince.
Well, because you know he had the assless pants and whatnot. That's why
I think of David Lee Roth when I hear that.
Or he was the artist that was formerly known as Prince. You know? And so I think people don't even realize how awesome that was too. You know, when he totally was just like, I will no longer be Prince. If I can't, if I have to deal with the record labels, you can keep Prince. I will now be this symbol.
Yep.
You know,
that's something that people now would not have to probably deal with anymore, something that Prince, I would say probably trailblazers, like, cause I remember at the time being young and not understanding it or not taking
like,
the time.
You
are like, well, what a dick.
Like,
but in reality, it was just like, he wasn't going to let the record label dictate his career and that whatnot. And it's like, it's just kind of bullshit that he couldn't control his own career.
And that's the way it is, though. Yeah. Well, speaking of music and musicians, is it time for Band of the
Episode? I think it is. We've got this Grizzly Fest coming up.
Grizzly Fest
People
is coming
are playing
up, so.
it.
We could have chosen any this, of the numerous local acts that are playing at Grizzly Fest.
May it's the biggest event in they. This is the May May show, so this is probably the biggest event happening this month. You think
Grizzly Fest? Well, of this type, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to be gigantic. It'll be. I think
and it's free, right?
Good job. What's that?
And it's free and stuff?
No, no, it's not free. This year's not free. Last year they did like free-ish. You had to get ticket vouchers. But this year it's, I think it's $35 plus, you
know. It's going to bomb.
Or if you want VIP. But, you know, if you're looking at the headline, and I know like they had a lot of back and forth about this when they were trying to figure out like, how many tickets they can sell, whether people will be into it, like, at that ticket price, because it is sort of expensive. But if you look at what you get, so any of the bands, the headliner bands, right? So Slightly Stupid, Cold War Kids, Atmosphere, to some extent, Fashion, they would all be doing $35 shows on their own.
Yeah.
You know, so if Slightly Stupid came and played someplace, probably they'd be playing at the Rotary Amphitheater or something. You know, that would be a $35 show on its own. You would get four bands or, you know, three bands of a similar style, whatever. Same with Cold War Kids. If Cold War Kids came, you know, they would be about a $35 ticket if they were playing, you know, wherever. So, you know, for the fans of those particular bands, it's definitely going to be worth it. And, you know, I'm not so sure you're going to attract, with a $35 ticket price, like the people who are just like, oh, I'm going to go to the festival and see a bunch of different bands throughout the day. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
And especially if, you know, you've been wanting to see one of the headliners, so Cold War Kids or Atmosphere, you know, Slightly Stupid, then it's probably a pretty good deal for you. But it's, you know, it's not like the Catacomb or the, you know, whatever, where it's a free thing and there's, you know, all these bands playing. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I know that they've done really well. They've already sold out all of their VIP tickets. A bunch of other tickets have been sold. They're doing fairly well, like their pre-sale, and they're hoping to get another, you know, an equal number of people just showing up the day of the show. So I think it's going to be, I think it'll probably be, you know, a big event, definitely bigger than they had last year. And hopefully they'll do well enough that they'll be able to continue it on for another year and maybe even bring in like a double set of headliners next year and really start to build it as like that regional, you know, music festival.
Yeah.
So
then,
and then the question will be just where they can, if they can find a place for it, you know, and whether or not that place is Chachansey Park, you know, because music festivals are always like, for the most part, like it's the venue that kind of sells it, you know, right. Like Coachella probably wouldn't be Coachella if they didn't have the polo grounds out there and different places. So is Chachansey Park the place for Grizzly Fest to grow? You know, I don't know, maybe. Anyway, all that to say. Band of the episode.
There's some creativity you could do, and I'm curious to see what it looks like. I don't know. I think there's a way to expand it out and find with portable staging that could work. But anyway, So who?
All this to say, Z Will, rapper performing this year's festival. Let's take a bit. Have a listen.
Ever since I was a little cub, opportunity knocked on my door like a bus, though it might have been the cops. My mama called on my pops. I get it mixed up, I've been around it a lot.
Younger than I'm black with the troublemaker kids. Gotta get it how I live, trying to fit in. Adolescent, investing my time with misfits. Never found myself at the time, lost in a trail mix, but it's not me. Please tell me the definition of cool. It seems like a bunch of us niggas acting a fool. Nobody got the answer, so why you trying to persuade? Life isn't a game, so why you wanna play? Praise to the Most High, gotta get by when the sun go down here. Ra ta ta ta. Everybody please freeze before they shoot ya. Made it out alive, yell a hallelujah. Everybody be cool, let's sign a truce, huh? Can we keep the peace without nukes? You got a brain, my nigga, put it to use. When keeping the real goes wrong, you get the noose, huh? Invoking thought, raising stock till it drop, loose ends tie the knot. If you're two shades dark, then the clocks will pop. Sprinkle crack on your body like your ass was cropped. Hey, you gon' learn today. You gon' learn today. Uh-huh. You gon' learn today. 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 Oh yeah, you gon' learn today. Every day's a new day, gotta get paid. Put my worries in the past, give a fuck what they say. Put my focus on the future, like my name is Jean Grey. Got my dreams in a bag, and my bag in a sleigh. Mind over matter, like my name is Xavier. Kids these days got that mindless behavior. Sleeping in my homie's garage for too long. I see these ratchet roaches making themselves at home. I got a shovel to the roots, proceed. I got a vision that only God can see. I got drive, see the mud on my cleats. They be blowing smoke, can't you see they on ear? Industry figures asking me what's my biggest hit. Haven't you heard my whole catalog is greatest hits? Like Pinterest, I'm the topic of interest. You make a valid point, middle finger be the index. Do you even care? Are you really listening? Long drives for the prison for the visiting. And it's since being spilled over incidents. This the Hunger Games and they're looking for participants. Always known as the class clown and the kids sleeping. Always out of turn, teacher told me stop speaking. Nowadays, they tell me stop with the preaching. I'd rather speak my mind before I let a dummy teach it. You gon' learn today. You gon' learn today. You gon' learn today. You gon' learn today.
Oh boy.
You gon' learn today. You gon' learn today.
Yeah.
You gon' learn today. Oh yeah, you gon' learn today. Is anybody real? I really can't tell. It's like finding why the one on microscopic scale. They let us sell me dreams, man, it's like a fairy tale. They say they keep a G, but they really run and tell. I don't want no cowards associated with me. I look for potential people that got the heart to lead. Looking at the rappers like I got a nosebleed. See the sea of people that wanna see me achieve. Enlightened by my passion, the journey of a bride. Family over everything, man, and the God. I run my campaign like I'm working on my quads. I don't do it for the vine, man, I do it for the squad. Understand I'm a man that can get the job done. If this music didn't pick, I'd do it for the fun. Why you so serious? Cause I do it for the love. If they don't understand, they probably do it for the buzz. I say they do it for the buzz. Say they do it for the buzz. Yeah. Say they do it for the buzz. Say they do it for the buzz. Yeah. I know you like the attention, you want it so bad. I thought I have something that you really never had. Everything has a cost, everything has a price. Yin and yang and the good and bad. What did you do to get what you have? What did you do to get what you have? Yeah.
So there it is. There's Z-Will. Local guy, youngish, but super cool.
He's got a nice looking album.
Yeah.
We'll link to it in the show notes, yeah. But
Cockamamie Jamie put me onto this guy, and was just, he had written this thing about, like, just essentially saying, like, this guy's the real deal, you know, he's like, and, you know, Jamie is a rapper, knows a bunch of rap, but he's like, this guy, I hung out with him, he's the real deal. Yeah. And I've met him a few times as well, and I think he just is like the nicest, like, just comes off as really this cool, humble, awesome kind of guy. And seen him on stage, and I thought he, you know, just kind of owns it out there. So, you know, I think he might be that next level person coming through, so. We'll see.
Z-Will,
everyone.
Z-Will. Grizzly Fest. You'll be able to, well, yeah, preview for plugs, but I'm thinking you'll be able to see It'll Grow Back there.
You will be able to. Yeah. Yeah, that is very true. We will be playing along with a bunch of local bands. So I think it's going to be a really cool festival and definitely a different vibe than the kinds of festivals that we've seen in Fresno lately, but I think in a good way. Yeah. So And speaking of festivals, the 5150 Energy Drink Company announced their 5150 Festival. And I think it's in June. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Is that a touring festival?
What's that?
Is that a touring festival? Or
it is not. No, it's a one-off thing that they're doing, and they're bringing it to Fresno. I think it's going to be at the Rotary Park Amphitheater. And it's kind of similar to Grizzly Fest in that there's going to be a hip-hop stage. There's going to be a reggae stage. The reggae stage will run, like, through the day. You know, it'll start at 1 or whatever, and the reggae festival will run till 5, and then from 5 till whenever in 10 or whatever time will be the hip-hop stage. And which, actually, thinking about it, at Rotary Amphitheater, I wonder how that's going to work. But anyway, Waka Flocka Flame is on the – he's Waka the headliner. Flocka and I can't think of who the headliner is for the reggae stage now. But it should be really cool. This was actually been in the plans, in the works for a while. I think they wanted to have it for last year, and they couldn't get – stuff together in time, and they were having trouble scheduling bands and blah blah blah, so they just put it on the back burner. And then this year came around, and so you know, they're going to be doing it. I think it had a little bit to do with the whole hubbub about 5150 and them getting taken off the shelves at Save Mart and all that stuff. And so they came out and said, we're going to give money to this I don't know, some nonprofit, et cetera, et cetera. So part of the money from this festival will go to that. So I think it's, you know, all kind of tied into them trying to rebrand their image or whatever. And they do these kind of, like, this kind of stuff, these concerts and stuff all the time. So, you know, now they're just kind of trying to move into Fresno here, so. Be interesting to see. I mean, the lineup's definitely good. It's people that I think should have a pretty good draw here. I don't know. Yeah, the lineup was very tentative, and I didn't see any local acts or anything like that on there, I don't think. So I'm not sure if it's going to be one of those kind of festivals or not, but. It's happening.
Yay.
Yeah. And I also heard that Summer Sweat will be back. And,
oh, okay.
Catacomb. I think they're doing maybe like a one-off with Summer Sweat or something like that.
Okay. So, sounds cool.
Let's see. Anything else?
Well, I do want to give an update, too. If those that haven't seen, where, you know, we had the thing happen with Popolo's Pizza.
Oh, yes.
Where they had to close because the foundation was all jacked up. And they had to look for a new location or wait 6 months for that to be fixed. And while they have found a new location instead.
Okay.
And that new location is out at the end of Palm there. Where the gym is and Eureka Burger is.
Oh, okay.
And Wahoo's and stuff.
I love that place.
Back
out there.
in the old Italian place that closed, the Capo's.
I wouldn't have known, but yes, okay.
So they're moving into there, and it's happening. It's they're
awesome.
They're renovating it in there to make it Popolo's-y.
Is there any word on when at all?
I haven't seen when, but.
That could be cool.
They're saying that they're basically the salad bar is going to be pretty much the same.
Nice.
I think the only question will be, will there be booths everywhere?
Oh.
Will the whole place be covered in booths?
Right.
And will it be the same booths? Will they move the booths over? What will happen with the booths?
It seems like that would be a weird...
yeah, it would probably look
like
funky.
Knowing that area, that shopping center, like to have... someplace like from the outside, it would not look like that. Then if you went in and they had all the like normal Popolo stuff, it would be like kind of weird, I think.
Yep.
But could be really cool. So I don't know. Are they? Will they have the? They're still gonna have some kind of craft beer and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard about. Yeah, because exactly.
That might make that a really nice little.
Because I think that place
with Eureka Burger so close.
I think that place had more taps than Popolo's did, but I'm not quite sure.
Oh, okay.
I think
okay.
I heard that.
Cool.
But yeah, hopefully it would be cool for them to have a bar and the rest. I could actually go in there and just drink, you know.
Right.
Not that I wouldn't want
to. I just want pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza, fries, different things.
Ranch.
Well, keep me updated about that.
Yeah.
Did you say ranch?
Ranch.
Because I need some pizza. I haven't had pizza in a while, and I'm ready. So,
Mama Mia is a good holdover until.
Oh, that is true.
Or
that's
Mike's
there. Where is that one on?
Mama Mia's is at Bullard and Palm.
Palm
and
Bullard.
Mike's Pizzeria on Shields and West.
And that's a good one, too.
Those are two very solid.
Well, I'm downtown, so I'm DeChico's is always my.
Yeah, DeChico's is fine.
Now, I have heard and I've had, and people are talking about it, this carne asada pizza. Do you know about this?
No.
So there's a place, I think it's right across the street from Roosevelt High School.
Okay.
A pizza place. They have carne asada pizza. It is like a taco, carne asada taco, but it is
Whoa.
On a pizza, and it is ridiculous.
I have to try
it. It's really good. They have like a tomatillo sauce or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so I think people are slowly discovering it, and
it would probably be on Tulare Street. Then.
It is, I believe, on Tulare.
Okay.
Or so unless someplace else is doing it, but the place that I had it from was that place.
Okay.
So it's right across the street, I think, from Roosevelt
on Tulare Street. Okay.
So for people who have heard about this mystic carne asada pizza, go track it down. Yeah. It's worth
it. You can tweet at us about it.
Yeah.
Tweet us. Say, whoa. This was damn good.
It's like a taco truck. On a pizza.
Whoa.
How much? That's like the best thing in the world.
At Flowing with Pod with your asada pizzas.
Right. Pictures.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Any pics, bro.
And also anything you know about this place so that we can all go out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything else?
I think that's enough there.
Yeah, I hope so.
It might be time to.
I'm sure there's more, but we'll get to it next round.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is time to.
The first Monday of every month.
True.
Probably.
Plug it up. I'll let you go ahead and start with your plugs and recommendations, as it were.
Read the Fresnan, thefresnan.com.
Oh, he's back.
New post every Tuesday.
And I'll tell you what, pissing me off.
No.
Because I'm like, why didn't I think of that wonderful blog post? So you did pretty well for the Fresno Bee, though. Bethany Clough. It sort of repurposed some of your thing with links back, and it did really well for us. So maybe we should get back in the blogging game.
Blogs. They're still so cool. That post you're referring to is what I
the was parking
the
lot
five
post.
The five most annoying parking lots in Fresno, and that because I mean it was doing well. Before that, but when Bethany put it on, you know, Bethany repurposed it, and then it gone on to Fresno Bee's top five
right
stories of the day.
Yeah.
And oh my god, like don't people think like the bee still doesn't have an impact? They would be wrong because it was. It the most insane numbers I've ever seen in blogging for 12 years, and
that's
it was
awesome.
It was like I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even keep up with the amount of comments that were happening. Which I mean, comments.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I never even had
that.
Yeah,
people don't comment on blogs anymore.
And it was just like, and then I just kept refreshing the stats and just like going, awesome. What? This is happening. But then you come down because then the next post, well, the right. next week's then, post doesn't, there's nothing.
Right. Then like, people forget about it or they go, oh, this, yeah.
You get reality, okay. blogger reality check. But right. that was pretty awesome, pretty fun week when that one came out, so.
It was a good post. People should really, aside from whatever, people should go check it out. You're doing some really cool stuff that makes me happy to see that you're back. So,
yeah. Hey, Foggy. And also the other podcasts I am a part of, including if you like local beer, if you like craft beer at all. The
craft
perfect
beer?
No,
so
not craft
indie beer.
Craft
what?
Indie
craft beer.
Craft beer. Beer.
Indie.
All of them.
What is it that Stone? Their new hashtag.
Oh, that's
True Craft.
Yeah, True Craft. That's
true
like
craft.
That's basically their version of indie beer.
They don't want to use
true
indie
craft.
Beer. Huh?
Yeah, apparently they're like, we didn't come up with indie beer. We want to come up with something on our own. So
True craft. There it is. Anyway, so local beer podcast, pretty cool. I've
the perfect
listened
pour.
To it if you want to know about beer.
And then get off my podcast, the Harrison Ford podcast, and Dork Town, the comedy podcast with Bells and Becky.
It's pretty funny. I laughed when I listened to it.
That's so. Good. So what are you doing? What are you doing, Joshua?
So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee, FresnoBeehive.com, where you can find information about all sorts of entertainment options. And also, I've started doing some reviews. I don't know if you've been seeing those, but I will actually go to shows. I went before, but
yeah.
Now I'll actually pay attention. And then afterwards, write some words about it, whether I enjoyed it or not. So I'm doing a lot of that stuff that's on the Fresno Bee. And my band, It'll Grow Back, punk band, which will be playing Grizzly Fest. There are tickets, I am sure, still available if you go to grizzlyfest.com. I think you can actually buy them day of there at the stadium as well. So, I think that's probably it for me. Any
that's
recommendations for you?
Oh, crap. You've caught me unawares.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna say there's gotta be something. If you're going out of town,
okay,
on 152,
okay,
the 152 route
out
through
Los
Banos, when you're in Los Banos, and if you're going through during either breakfast or lunchtime, go to Eddie's Cafe.
Okay.
It is where the Travel Lodge is. It's the same spot with the Travel Lodge. It's on the south side of the 152, right in the middle of Los Banos, and it's really good food, and it's like very unassuming a spot. Like, you would not think to go there otherwise.
Okay.
And it's like, I've seen it ranked on like top 10 places to eat on the road in California.
Really? What kind of food?
It's just just like almost like diner just restaurant food, you know.
Okay.
And but it's just done really well. Like,
all right.
I don't know what
diners,
magic
drivers,
they're doing.
Drivers.
I'm
diners,
sure they
driving,
probably would come
whatever.
There if they knew better.
It's like one of those kind of places.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's something, because I just
awesome.
Came back from Santa Cruz. So.
Okay. Okay. I like that place. I have no recommendations for anyone. I just don't. So, I guess I would recommend go out and see a Grizzly game. It's happening.
Oh, yeah.
They started. I haven't been out yet, but they've already had several theme nights, really cool theme nights, that I wish that I had gone to and I didn't. So, if you haven't, go out and see a Grizzly game, go out and see the Grizzly Fest.
Do it.
And listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
That's all I have. Just tell a friend, tell a Fresnan about Flung a Famous.
There it is.
That's your homework for the next month.
I will count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2.